Shulchan Aruch has an interesting halakha in Siman Chaf. En mochrim talit mitzuyetzet legoy. A person is not allowed to sell a talit with the strings to a goy. The concern is that maybe he'll, you know, masquerade himself like a Jew by putting on the tzitzit, and then he might ambush a Jewish person. The Jewish person is not going to be aware because he thinks he's Jewish also because he has tzitzit on, and he might come and murder him. Although the Hayei Adam wants to say that today this doesn't apply, however, the Kaf HaHayim in this siman clearly says that you know, the suspects of this is still applies till today, and we see it that a lot of the Arabs, they dress up with tzitzit on and peot in order to infiltrate. So they could do that without us helping them. So therefore, the halakha says we're not allowed to sell them a tzitzit. The Mikor Chaim says, for that matter, you can't even sell, or you shouldn't even sell a talit without tzitzit. Actually, the Mishnah Berura says that in Siman Chaf, Sif Chatan Chet. Actually, he says it's permissible if you sell the talit itself to the non-Jew after removing the tzitzit, the tassels from it. However, some want to argue that it will be a problem. It's possible, however, this leniency applies to regular garments, but not to a talit used for prayers. Exactly. It could be Mishnah, what I was talking about, it's the regular four-corner garment. But a talit itself of a mitzvah that has the stripes and looks like a vessel, the person might get ambushed because he might not notice that it doesn't have strings on it. So therefore, the poskim say one should not even sell a talit without the strings to the goy. There's another reason that she brings down why one shouldn't sell it to the goy, is because he might use it as a payment to a zonah. And then the zonah is going to come along and say, look, the Jew came to me and he paid me with his seat. So that clearly would be a chidul Hashem. There's another halakha that we discussed yesterday, and that's the halakha that said that bizman hazeh, one should not buy strings just because you're relying on the storekeeper. Today, one should not buy tzitzit unless it has a hashkaha. It has to have a seal on it with a hashkaha that it's known that was made the kashrut. In the olden days, Shulchan Aruch says you could trust a merchant. If he's a trustworthy, not even trustworthy, he's a Jewish guy, he's ne'eman. You don't have to go further than that. Maran held you can even trust a goy merchant that's selling talit strings. However, bizman hazeh is not the case. Bizman hazeh, one can only buy talit strings and have actually a chotam on it. The last halakha is a discussion that we discussed yesterday in Siman Chaf Aleph. Is one allowed to use his talit for things that are a little degrading to the talit? So it's interesting over here. The poskim say, let's say wiping one's sunglasses with his talit. So the poskim want to say, Rav Yoshev writes in his Kovetz Teshuvot that it's permissible to cleanse one eyeglass with one's talit katan, but not the talit gadol. So they make a chiluk on that. He says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach disagreed, ruling that it is forbidden to use either talit gadol or talit katan. And the Mefarshim bring down that as well. And Yalkut Yosef, he brings down over here, it is forbidden to use one's talit gadol to wipe one's eyeglasses clean. But talit katan is lenient on it, like the Mishnah Berura. And the last thing itself, one has to be very careful not to use the talit for things that are, God forbid, could be degrading to the talit. The Bein Yishchayim Parashat Lech Lecha ruled that if someone's hands are dirty, he may not wipe them and clean them on the talit gadol or his talit katan. But if his hands are only wet, it is possible that wiping and drying them on the talit does not demonstrate contempt for the mitzvah, and therefore be permitted on the talit katan, but not on the talit gadol. And that's the way it comes over here in Yalkut Yosef. If someone's hands are soiled, he must not wipe them and clean on talit gadol or talit katan. Such activity is certainly display contempt. For the same reason, it is forbidden to launder a talit, either gadol or katan, with other clothes if they are heavily soiled. That's brought down in the Kaf HaHayim. It's forbidden to launder a talit together with ordinary clothing. That's in some reason. That's in Kuf Nun Dalid Chavtet in the Kaf HaHayim. Any event, it'll be permissible, for example, the poskim say, if it's not degrading, for example, to take the talit and just to cover something with it, or to wrap something in the talit, or to cover, you know, block the sun with the talit. Those things are not considered degrading, but the dirty hands on the talit, or launder it with soiled clothes, or use it as a, you know, a towel to wash things, or to, like we said, clean the sunglasses or the regular glasses, that would be a contempt, and therefore I would say it's a suit.